And Eric, why do I know you have a fucking gratefulness group chat with you at every single one of your K-12 teachers? Just so you guys know, I'm doing another fucking show tonight. 150 tickets sold, and it just feels crazy. I couldn't have ever done this without y'all.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Napoleon Bonaparte, are we ready?
I think so.
Well, you started, so yeah.
Napoleon Bonaparte, Leon Trotsky, the Shah of Iran, Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, King Charles II of England, and Haile Selassie. No, maybe. And who else? Harvey Weinstein. What did these guys all have in common?
No abs. No fucking abs.
No, it's that they were exiled, dude. Exile. The concept of being exiled.
You know what's funny is you said all those names. I'll say 99% of them, I didn't know what you were saying or who they were. But the ones I recognized, I know that they're bad. I know they're naughty. But when I hear the word exile, I do think, ooh, are those maybe the people that I would get along with? Because I feel exiled by society. I feel exiled by...
Right.
Many things.
Right.
Many. You're not alone in that, Jack. I think people can absolutely relate to what you just said. The feeling of being exiled by society.
Well, it used to be people didn't even know what walls were, per se. So around the little collection of huts, they just put big rocks to say, this is our area, and if you come in here, you're getting a fucking club to the neck. And it used to be if you ate too much of your share of stew or you got down with one of the
elders,
tribal council members,
chicks.
Elders, chicks, whatever, they would say you have to go past those rocks and you can never come back in. And as far as you knew, there's nothing else out there.
Dude, please put me on clubbing duty. Please, for the love of God. I would be fucking up in the wee hours of the fucking night, ready as fuck to club the fuck
clubbing
out of somebody.
Now,
for messing around with my elder's fucking chick, man. Nobody
now,
messes around with my
in a
fucking
proper
wise
society,
elder chick.
Dude. See, this is insecurity. This is male insecurity. Because in a proper society where men aren't so fucking toxic, I could be in fucking sixth grade and I roll up to my English teacher and I go, and I fucking, you know, not pedophile, but maybe I'm 18 and I'm in six, whatever. The point is, I go and I hook up with the elder's wife and the elder goes like this, yo, good shit, man. Let's celebrate you. Let's celebrate the fact that you guys both got it in and got off. Why do we have to exile people? Because of insecurity.
Right.
It's the root of all fucking evil. People should
That's called scarcity mindset is what those elders was going through their minds, because they think if an 18-year-old is putting it down with my beautiful wife, certainly, you know, and he, whatever, and I'm going two pumps and I, you know what I'm saying?
Can't, she'll disappear. Can't keep it up,
then I'll lose her and I'll lose my security. But if you
that's
think.
His first question is, how many pumps did he get? Two pumps with my chick.
But if you think like, hey, maybe the sexual era of my life is over and I'll move on to doing different word puzzles now and you go have your fun because I can't fulfill that need for you anymore. You know what I'm saying?
The wise,
like, if they thought that way,
elder.
There'd be a lot less. Yeah, there'd be a lot less being stoned to deaths.
And there'd be a lot more ancient coconut fleshlights that would have been on the market.
Damn.
I feel like if I was alive. Back in that day, I feel like most of my day would be spent stoning and clubbing people. Like that, I would have no time to do anything else. I would just be going.
Well, there's
up on
no
my
doubt
Google
in my
calendar.
Mind, you would have like a major indent in the front of your head from an accident. You'd be missing half the frontal lobe,
and
that's
I
no kind
of put like pieces of fruit in there. Like I use it as like a little like storage.
Wow, you could save kitchen room by having a giant fucking dent in your head. Mm-hmm.
Come here.
Next time you make fun of someone with a hunchback, think about how much you're spending on a fucking nightstand, idiot.
That would be my fucking opener for the peasant chick. Like they see me from across the fucking river, the Mediterranean, and I walk up and they're like, "What's that orange thing on top of his head?" And it gets closer and closer, and it's like, "What?" It's like inside of his head, and I take it off, and it's kind of like gooey a little bit from like pus or something, and I present it to her, a fresh piece of fruit. You can't resist that. Tell me you can't resist that, dude.
Yeah, I probably couldn't resist fruit back then. Out of a vitamin deficiency mindset, you couldn't resist that, but sounds pretty disgusting to me. Damn, that kombucha always gives my ass a headache. There's something in kombucha that's designed to give me headaches.
The trilogy, the specific flavor, or just GTS Dave
all,
and
all fucking kombucha.
Because your gut microbiome can't even fucking handle it, dude.
No, mine's fucking, my gut microbiome is tuned to a point that you can't imagine. It's firing perfectly, and if you put any extra microbes in there, it falls apart. You're looking clean cut, Jack. Looks like you're losing weight rapidly.
It's non-medical. Thank you. I am. Yeah.
Good. Good.
People have been, you know what? I just talked to somebody in GQ, spoiler alert, whoa, about what? Working out in jeans. And I kind of thought, I don't know if this person is aware that I am in entertainment in a sense, at least in a YouTube sense, or if they thought that I'm like a fucking crazy person, you know.
They were more telling you that sense. They work out in jeans?
No, they were asking me about working out in jeans because I work, you know, I will work out in jeans. I work out in jeans, specific, more often jean shorts.
I actually have a picture of you that I would like to pull up if I can. And it's I don't want to say bad gym fit, but like just all
that. If you haven't seen me at the gym, I know there's at least three or four tacticians at this gym. You know that I have on dress shoes. I think they're like basically.
Right. That's what I have is you.
They're dress shoes, multicolor socks, whatever t-shirt, like a midriff t-shirt, and really baggy, like, you know, 90s prison yard movie style jean shorts. And then I'm lifting less than anybody around me, and I'm louder than anyone around me. Now, those, yeah. All right, so there's the dress shoes.
Oh, my God, the fit.
And look at those. Look at how you can hardly read the 40-pound symbol there because I'm moving it so quickly. And I got the cargo blacks on. So those aren't jeans, but those are long black cargo shorts. And one time a grocery store worker asked if I was a firefighter. When I was wearing
those. Compliment, dude.
Hell yeah, it's a compliment.
That mustache.
Well, it might have been the pants, man, too.
Tall build.
I would quit everything if all three of us could become one, just the only three firefighters in a firehouse.
You mean the only three men, and the rest are model level, beautiful style women.
And by the way, none of us are firefighters. We're actually on set of an adult film.
Oops. And that pole, something tells me that pole is going to be used for something else that is not traditionally used.
I know you'd be pulling all the chicks out of the pole saying, watch this. And you're doing crazy, you get up there and show what you learned in that class that you've been taking.
Oh, dude, you know my annoying ass is going to put the pole horizontally going 1 foot off the ground out of the garage so that I could climb like koala style, sloth style out of the garage so that it's a two-dimension pole. I go down the y-axis.
You wouldn't be skating that pole?
50, younger 50, in my younger days I would, but now I don't do that baby fucking kid hobby style bullshit.
Right.
Skateboarding is for clowns. But I like everyone in the world. What were we talking about?
Excellent. Really, we were just having a free form discussion right now, so there wasn't really.
It just went free form, man.
Whew.
They're going free form.
They're going free form. Have you guys heard of this?
Of course.
Real Wilhelminas. Yeah. What's that?
Mm-hmm. It's a British mint, dude.
Gave me them. She said this is her favorite mint.
Wilhelmina.
What does it say? Oh, it's like Swedish or something. Wilhelmina. That sounds like a fair maiden that Eric, you would like to be.
Mm-hmm. William. Helmina.
That's the real Helmina. That's the herb woman who I bring into the royal family. I know you guys want me to date our busted Spanish cousin, but I'd like to bring Wilhelmina into the fold and see what she can produce child-wise.
That's right. They were all hooking up with their cousins.
How did they know what a fucking cousin even was back then?
Well, that's a good question, man.
Because they didn't have
that's why they were having sex with them, dude, because they didn't even know.
They didn't invent that. I bet the like, concept, I bet cousins are like...
chick that yeah. is always around, you know? They didn't even know yeah. that, like, that's my uncle's, you know, cousin's fucking daughter.
But
know?
It wouldn't even mean anything. It's like calling, like, a, you know, it's like, whatever, just... When did cousins get invented? You know what I'm saying? It's like calling Italy, Italy before they had the border. Right. It's like, that's just a fucking land.
That's just a person, bro.
Exactly.
And love is love, is what
love
you're
is
saying.
Love really is love at times. I'm, you know, I'm trying to think, how many cousins do you guys have? Eric, you have zero. I know that because you're cut
no,
off.
No, I do have hella, but I'm not in contact with them because of what okay. they did to me.
Nate, you have a bunch, but they're like 80.
I actually, that is kind of the case. Like, my parents had me later, so a lot of my cousins I would just call aunts and uncles because they were just like, being a cousin is a young person. Like, it's like, you can't have a cousin that's older than you, basically. You know, that's like impossible. They just become your aunt and uncle if they're older than you.
I feel that way. My aunt, or no, Jesus, there you go. My fucking cousins who live in the city, who live in New York, they are, respect if I'm getting this wrong, but I believe they're, you know, mid-50s, 60 maybe, a couple of them. And they're so
fucking
smart.
On my dad's side, was so much better like than me and my brother. Basically, I had two cousins on my dad's side, and they would literally party without us. They'd have special birthday parties and shit. They'd see my grandparents all the time. They'd go on special camping trips. We never got... Literally, I was feeling FOMO from my family. I was feeling, I guess
I
you could
you
call it exiled.
You wanted to be like liked by your,
by my aunts and uncles.
Yeah, it was. Didn't you say that once? Like you really wanted to be.
I really did. I really. Well, I think I've said this on here before, but like literally, I thought I was too fat, and that's why they didn't like me. And so before we'd go to like a birthday party or a barbecue or something, I would be doing like Tai Bo as hard as I could, like to try to lose weight right before.
They sit you down. We want to love you, but like you're too
fat. You're too fat.
Like you're literally so fucking
fat.
And
you're pathetic. Yeah.
Eric, have you ever heard of the concept of unconditional love?
I've studied it. I don't quite understand it. It doesn't compute to me. But yeah, go ahead. Tell me what it means.
Well, I would say that that is the type of love that you get from a family member where they accept you no matter what.
Right.
They love you no matter what you've done, no matter how fat you are.
And this
right.
is a...
Yeah, let's just move on. I can't really think about this right now.
Let me just say, if you like that train of thought, what Nate was doing, let's just say you almost just accidentally walked right into a monologue that has been carefully constructed inside of my short film, which will be coming out this fucking year. God willing.
Wow. Teaser.
If you
like see how we organically tease that? It's organic organic marketing strategy right there.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Wow, that's going to be popping, dude. No. And yeah, merch is coming soon, by the way. Very soon.
That's
I know.
Right.
I just everything takes us like the amount of time it should take to do something, we take maybe like 10 times that to get it accomplished. And why is that?
Why is that?
Other people.
I don't know.
It's other people's fault.
It's usually other people's fault.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's a quick and easy one for sure. That's exactly how therapy goes every fucking day for me.
Yeah.
How did that make you feel? I don't know. That's not my business.
Right.
There should be an option for therapists where it's like you want a there like don't you think a therapist like it would be fun to have a therapist that just like kind of is like a little scared of you and is like a yes man sort of like they're just like they just think that everything you say is hilarious like they're like there's nothing wrong in your life and I feel like that could be a fun option for some people to mix up the style of therapy in that way.
Bro, if you could just get a dog to laugh like a human, that would be
get a fox. We'll get a fox then because you've seen them laugh.
Don't they go yip, yip, yip.
Yeah. Yip. You guys think, when's the last time someone was really scared of you?
Oh, my God.
please.
Mr. Verone. That's my fucking dream, dude. Walk into the fucking warehouse.
If you see a woman walking down the street, what's the and it's midnight, and you want to seem like not a threat, what's the strategy?
Start playing like Claro or something on the.
I'm. Yeah. Jack, what's your strategy?
I want them to not be afraid of me.
Yeah.
I just fucking eat shit or something.
Fall down and run. Ah, like I did outside the pizza restaurant.
My hand. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that would make them not afraid. I mean, the best way is to just get on the phone and start talking to your.
It's get on the phone.
Start talking to somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get on the phone, talk about how you have a conversation about how you're asexual, like very loudly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm starting to feel more ace. You know that's the abbreviation ace? For that. Ace.
Ace.
There should be an asexual
hotel.
Hotel.
Hotel, swimming pool, country.
And we should start an asexual cruise. You know,
good luck, like, dude. The ocean's aphrodisiac. So,
yeah, right. The motion of the ocean will get them. Get their juices flowing again.
Scared, scared, reverse asexual, z-sexual, just sexual, rather.
I can't stop watching these cruise review videos. At this point, I've seen probably over 100 on YouTube. Literally poking around YouTube. Oh, I'll check out the cruise, the Celebrity X cruise review. We have to go on a cruise. We've been saying this.
What's the best cruise line that you've like? Oh, best. I have to go on this cruise line, you know, or this cruise.
I think at our price point, we probably could have a good time on Virgin or Celebrity.
Celebrity now, cruises.
Yeah, it's called. Yeah, exactly. How why am I so intrigued? What a coincidence!
How is that possible for us to go on if we're not celebrities?
Well, man. It's about to change for us. By the time we go on the cruise, yeah. We will be celebrity style people.
That's amazing.
Does it have, like, on either of them, do they have... Because I always see in the promos, people are on water slides, you know?
Yep.
Do they have water slides?
Yeah, bro. On the Norwegian one that I worked on, it was like, have you seen about these water slides? Where you stand in, like, a capsule? And really, you're hella high up because you're multiple stories already. And then you're up even higher because you're on the water slide. But you get in a capsule, and then it's terrifying. It shuts. The capsule shuts on you. And it goes 5, 4, 3, 2. And then the bottom drops out. So you drop down, you drop fully down. Whoosh.
And like then you go into do any of them exit into the ocean, or is it into a
hell nah
pool?
That's called death. If you get in the ocean, you're dead.
I think there should be like a new cruise line where the below deck is like bigger than the cruise ship itself, and it's translucent, and you get to just kind of, you know, look at all the, like, it goes to the bottom of the ocean basically, and you can, like, you know, kind of walk down there and chill and eat your buffet dinners down at the bottom of the ocean.
So it's a hella deep hole?
Yeah.
Like Empire State Building level deep hole?
70 times bigger than the actual ship is the bottom part. And it's all glass. And nothing could go wrong.
Oh, dude, and it crawls. It's unsinkable because it's crawling on the ocean
exactly,
floor.
Exactly.
It doesn't float.
Right.
I know, the ground. Nate, I don't mean to be...
No, say what you're going to say, man.
But I'm seeing you right now in my crystal ball in a memory care facility at 65 years old, and you're just doing all these drawings, and it's all of your crazy deep-ass shit. What's he drawing? He's crazy. I don't know. When actually, that's a ship that could save the world.
Exactly. You know what? I would like to... You know when you see... What do they do? Like 90s futurism or whatever? Sometimes you like see a... retro aesthetic or whatever and online, and they like you to, it feels good to look at it rather. Mm-hmm. Fucking rough sentence for me there. What I meant to say is, like, Nate, I would like to see you draw that.
I can't wait till my sketches are revealed to the world. There, it's just going to be, you know how the Da Vinci, you see that helicopter that he had, and right, it's released now, whatever, 600 years later, whatever the fuck he was around. And now we understand. And I'm prepared to make that call now that a lot of my sketches, they may seem crazy, they may seem outlandish, but you'll see. You will see one day.
To be exiled humorously and welcome back in via textbooks posthumously.
Oh my goodness. Yep. There's a lot of, I would say there's a lot of people that didn't deserve to be exiled. Because that list that you had at the beginning, Eric,
yeah,
I would say a lot of those people deserved to be exiled from society. But there are a lot of scientists. Who's the one who came up with the that the Earth revolved around the sun? You know, that guy was laughed at. You think the sun is... Everyone was just... Thought he was the laughing stock of the scientific astrological world.
He's fucking Charlie Sheen of back then, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, guess who else has been exiled, all right? Voltaire. Remember him?
Yeah. Oh.
Voltaire was exiled from France multiple times for his writings, living in England, Prussia, and Switzerland.
And who is Voltaire, if you may?
Oh, wow.
I know he's French.
Who is Voltaire?
Nate, shut up. You know who Voltaire is?
Yeah, I know who fucking Voltaire is, man.
He was a French Enlightenment writer.
You're both Googling.
Known for his wit, criticism of religious dogma, and advocacy for freedom of speech and thought. His real name.
Dude.
Wow.
He had a real name. Listen to this. Francois Marie.
Marie.
But he adopted the pen name Voltaire.
Okay, shit. Okay. Can I paint a picture for you?
Yeah.
All right, this is a scene that's going in my next romantic comedy, okay? It's an argument going on between the husband and wife, of course, and the husband's been hella caught, like, not knowing something, and he's got, but it's the future, so they have, like, Google glasses on. Yeah. And he's, like, looking just above, and she's like, I know you're fucking Googling it. He's like, no, I'm not. I told you, it's exactly 1967. Everyone's telling me I'm stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you got the old model where you have to still use your fingers.
Yeah. And I'm trying to, like, make it seem like I'm not, like, doing it, so I'm using my hands, like, right here.
Man.
Google Glass.
Yeah, I can't wait for your futuristic style romantic comedy.
Oh yeah,
romance in the future.
Romantic. I had a good idea for Drake today. Can I tell you?
Oh please.
Say it now.
I know what it would rhyme with, but I would just tell him to play with this concept I was thinking about, which is the concept of telling somebody that your dreams are my complaints. For Drake to say that the things that you dream about, those are the things that I complain about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I have too many people talking about me. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Your dreams are my complaint. You got to make it sound a little sicker.
Well, that's where Drake, I just want that notion for Drake. And then he can make it poetic.
He brings in the lyrical mastery.
Yeah, he's not allowed to really use it until he's fully proved the pedophile stuff's not true. But it's in the queue.
You know, Kendrick has come took another shot at him, apparently.
Fucking shit. When will it end? I'm on Kendrick's side, by the way, but when will this shit end?
What did he shoot him at for?
You DM him this? When will it end?
How did he continue the beef, Nate?
You know what's making me laugh on Twitter is I saw somebody said, it's so stupid. I'm going to pull it up just because I don't want to paraphrase it.
Yeah. And there's like a little.
Did you guys see this? It was somebody DM'd the Beatles like Instagram account. This made me laugh. Like, hold on. How do you see your.
This is
how
kind
do you see
like
your fucking saved bookmark things on Twitter? I'm like a fucking like a 70-year-old man right now. How you do it? Let me know, dude. You do it? Bookmarks. Oh, here we go.
We could never be on Twitch. People would.
All right. Just let me show you this. It says, "Are you guys still performing?" And they just replied, "The Beatles."
Who runs the Beatles?
who runs the Beatles? Some very powerful people, Eric.
That's true.
Meghan Markle.
Record executives.
Meghan Markle of Sussex. Wait, you mean Meghan of Sussex?
Meghan of what, man?
Suck it.
Nate Varone of Sussex.
Suck it and suck it.
Sucking?
Nate Varone of Suck It. Suck it. If your last name is Suck It.
You know there's a guy named Sir Suck-A-Lot in,
what do you mean?
In history. And I dressed up as him. And this is a time that I got... I'm talking about high school wide laughs. Like the whole high school was there. We went on a field trip to the Renaissance Fair, and I dressed up as Sir Suck-A-Lot, and it was like a little line in one of our textbooks. And there was like we were watching some play, and there was some audience volunteer part, and they were like, "Who are you?" And I was like, "I'm Sir Suck-A-Lot," and I like fucking went off in the audience.
People were dying.
Yes, Nate.
Crush, dude. They were like,
"Did you get chills?"
Huh?
Did you get chills?
I did not, because I don't get those. But I'm sure a lot of the theater performers and actors and directors and production and tech people definitely got chills, because they've never seen an audience member steep into a character in that way.
Dude, if I was like called into the principal's office because my kid got a school-wide laugh for saying calling themselves Sir Suck-A-Lot, I would fucking headbutt the fucking principal or the guidance counselor.
The thing is, they couldn't say nothing because it was a real person, you know what I'm saying? Like it was foolproof.
What do you mean? Oh, you didn't say it.
Like if I were to get in trouble, I would be like, I was just...
Oh, right, you're quoting. Yeah.
You know, I was just like trying to be a person through history that I really love.
Can I tell you a memory that's just come up with me kind of being annoying in school?
What's that?
Well, I was in English class in high school, and we were reading the Odyssey. And there's a character named Telemachus, okay, in this story, if I'm not mistaken. Now, I kind of had an upper hand in this moment in English class, because if you know me, you know that I took special ed English class for the most part. So when I joined the fucking normies sophomore year of high school, or junior year, I had already seen the movie in special ed class with my friend Sushi, who goes by Russia now. And so the teacher, she's calling, she keeps saying Telemachus, and I raised my fucking hand and I said, and I'm, you know, she fucking doesn't like me because I'm stupid and I've been stupid all year. And I never do the homework and she knows I'm going to be annoying. And I go, excuse me, I believe it's pronounced Telemachus. And this fool got so mad. The look, it was like I was in a sitcom. She literally hit one of these.
Wow, bro. What's your name, man?
I swear to God, I don't remember.
Also, can you guys name?
Here's a memory test. Real quick, just before the fucking comment brigade comes in. It's not Sir Suck-A-Lot. It's Sir John Suckling. Yeah, I just looked it up. It's Suckling, all right? I know. Before you fucking comment that shit, yeah, I know, dude. I fucking fucked it up.
Why don't you suckle on it a little bit? Why don't you suckle on me for a second?
All right, Eric, what were you saying? Sorry.
Can you name your K through 5 teachers? Because I don't remember one college professor's name. Nate, can you remember one college professor? I remember one, but can you?
Yeah, this dude, Nick.
All right, so you got his Nick. First name.
Dude.
You what? I only remember his first name, but that's about it. I want to remember one professor because he was dope. But I can't remember his name.
But can you remember your elementary school teachers' names?
I think I had Mrs. Overfield.
Overfield.
Mrs. Williams. Mrs.
Overkill.
Overfield.
All right.
Yeah, that's a... I can't remember.
Damn, that's pathetic.
Kindergarten? Oh, Mrs. Lee. Miss Lee was my kindergarten. She spanked me.
Excuse me?
Class.
On the head or on the booty?
For my birthday.
For your birthday? What do you say?
Yeah, she gave me five, you know, or six spankings. And no. They would do that for kids on the on their birthday. Oh, isn't like that kind of outlandish?
What the fuck?
Did you go to like a fucking Scottish high school or something? Why would they do that?
I think it was like I went to a random school in just for kindergarten, and it was like Protestant or something like that. Like it was
right.
It was where the principal could beat you.
Oh fuck, no. Matilda type behavior.
The principal
could beat.
Yes, the principal could. You could go into his office and he would beat the shit out of you. And that was like, that was okay.
Christ.
Getting
that's
spanked.
A cool job to have. I'll give him that. But for the kids, that sucks. And Eric, why do I know you have a fucking gratefulness group chat with you at every single one of your K-12 teachers? Just so you guys know, I'm doing another fucking show tonight. 150 tickets sold, and it just feels crazy. I couldn't have ever done this without y'all.
Who do I got? Miss Brackett, Miss Dixon, Miss Dreon, Mrs. Casper, Mrs. Goheen, Mrs. Thompson, and Goheen. Mrs. Blackmer.
Oops. Wow, and was all that you notice all of the people we listed
all
are
chicks. Women.
That's who we learned from, and that's why we're so respectful.
Right. Jack, do you remember him?
I remember everybody. Except for that one that I just forgot, but I remember Kindergarten 1, Miss Penoyer. Kindergarten Part 2, Mrs. Garden. That might not be right. And yeah, I repeated.
You had a two-part kindergarten?
I repeated it because I was afraid the first year, but then I came back brave. And then guess what? Miss Del Rio. That's easy. Miss Wilson.
Were you like 25 when you graduated high school?
Shut the fuck up, man. I was hardly 19. I think I was turning 19 in like 2 months when I graduated high school. So, yeah, I was buying fucking cigarettes.
How funny, man.
I'll tell you what, I remember my college professors, that's for sure. Because guess who they were at one point? Who? After going to community college for 1 year and studying the history of spice.
Filmmakers.
They were filmmakers.
Wow. Are they
David
Bogdanovich
or Peter Bogdanovich?
Wait, you met Peter Bogdanovich?
Yeah, the Bog Dog. Well, he was just up. There was him. Who was his
you
name?
Met
Michael
him,
Chapman.
Jack?
Yes, he was our teacher. He
do you know what horrors he happened to him?
No, but he so apologized. If you could see the, like, he would start every fucking class, every
like
screening.
He was like a teacher there. He wasn't like a guest speaker.
This was the school that fucking Danny McBride and Jody Hill and all those David Gordon Green went to in North Carolina. And it has right. All these randomly, like, Michael Chapman, fucking Raging Bull, like all this fucking shit.
So the Last Picture Show guy, Peter Bogdanovich, a.k.a. the guy that was in Sopranos.
The therapist,
was saying, what's it? Well, you know... You know, a horrible tragedy occurred to him, right?
Well, I know he's dead, yeah.
Well, right, but his girlfriend was brutally murdered.
And is that official?
What did you say?
Is that official? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's official. All right. I think it was a horrible thing. But
well, fuck that.
He was Hollywood personified, I would say. Because he was in that era.
Yeah.
Like, of just big movies, you know, where it's like, the Hollywood director, you know.
Well, he would talk about eating ice cream with Orson Welles, and they would just
binge ice cream. Are you?
And here's a rec, a podcast rec to anyone interested. Go listen to the "You Must Remember This" episode on Polly Platt. That was his.
I've listened to that one. That podcast is so fucking good.
Polyamorous Platt.
Oh yeah, we need to mention this. Did you see the coincidence that Charlie XCX logged the last round, which we've been talking about for
now? How could that be?
For several podcasts, right? Remember I was talking about it the week before. Right. There, I just
putting
can't
out signs.
So, I just know.
Well,
we need to dig through the emails.
We
know you're fucking. We know the emails. I could find her. I know it.
Mm-hmm.
Charlize.
That's all right. Charlize. You can stay in the shadows, but we know you're listening, girl.
Appreciate
we rock with
Charlie
you heavily.
Music. Let me Google her ass. Her real name is Charlotte Emma Aitchison. A-I-T-C-H-I-S-O-N. Born August.
Stop doxing her now, please. I'm stopping this.
Why, man? I'm sick of it. Everybody's information should be public. August twins. She's a musician. All right,
How old is she?
She's what you call 32.
So she's born 1992?
That's correct.
So fucking hell.
But I would put her in the category of timelessness.
No, she's... Well, yeah. What?
Timeless.
She's timeless.
She's timeless.
Oh, you would. Okay.
Timeless.
You know who's really timeless? Lady Gaga.
Lady
Gaga.
Damn. Abracadabra. Someone was blasting that from their car the other day, and I thought, Gaga, old Gaga is back. For real.
I can tell you a funny thing, though. Okay. So Sarah of Saturday Night Live, of course, calls me up.
Sherman.
Right. And she goes, dude, watch the fucking Lady Gaga performance right now. She is a fucking Olympian. Did I already say this on here? No. She goes, it's literally like the most impossible athletic feat of like live performance I've ever seen in my fucking life. Michael Jackson's back. This is insane. And she's singing at the same fucking time. And it was sick. It was fucking sick. But it didn't look hard. She's like, kind of dancing like the way that my little niece dances. And it's funny and it's satire and I appreciate the art. I'm just saying cardio wise, you know, I'm doing incline walks in fucking Clark slip-ons.
If Michael Jackson was really back, the only sound you would hear from me is this.
Uh-oh. Luigi.
Nah, I don't know. You know. Oh, of course I know he committed evil crimes. But I can't help it when human nature comes on. Can't fucking help it.
Does anyone know what weight I'm supposed to be? Sorry, that was a
crazy left turn. I'll tell you your weight.
You tell me I'm white? What'd you just say?
I'll tell you I'm white. Wait. Sorry.
You're okay. Just, yeah.
Sorry, take a breath. I'm so fucking dizzy.
What just happened?
What you say that when you're on the phone with people? You're racist right now.
Sorry, I'm acting weird. I'm dizzy.
Hello, I'm white. This is Jack Benzier speaking.
I'm here to check out a Dodge. Oh, I'm 206 pounds, probably.
Okay, so interesting.
Your height stature, that's where, you know what I'm saying? You can be, that's probably
that's
perfect,
what I don't understand. I don't understand.
You should probably be 192. If you're 192, you'd probably be.
That seems like David very Goggins. Hard. I think I'd
no,
be.
No, you could get there in a month.
But yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I could. If somebody really told me to.
Do you guys remember how I looked when I was 165 pounds?
This summer, yeah, I remember that.
Do you guys miss that about me? Do you miss me looking like that?
Not at all. In fact, it's kind of scary. Like, I forget that.
Right.
I don't know. It just doesn't. Like, the thing is, it doesn't feel right.
This is what I keep telling the doctor. Jack, you weigh in. Well, you literally weigh in.
You haven't lost a speck of athleticism.
Right.
That's, well, that's where not true. I'm like, well, what's the problem? No. Well, sure. With the sprinting doesn't count, and neither does rock climbing or surfing, whatever.
Right.
Mental athleticism, it's just getting sharper and sharper.
I know. That's what's funny.
So the doctors are just want a fucking buck, man.
What and the most would important you guys... question is, Eric, how do you feel?
I feel like fucking when you see that, hit my body. I'd like to die. No, I feel pretty fine, but I would like to be lighter.
That? Do you want to go back to that?
Not to that. But yeah. I probably would like to hit about the 20 lbs deletion.
Exile. Fat exile.
Well, I think I need
to exile myself.
Oh, wow.
Problem for me is having too much
self-exile.
Fun.
Self-exile.
Oh. Right. I can control my eating habits. I can control almost anything in my life. What I can't control is having a good time.
Well, you need to meet some fucking Estonian people where a good time means just, you know, throwing a ball in the woods. You know what I'm saying? For some reason.
They have malted beverages there as well. Malt beverages.
But they play soccer and stuff. Like Americans, right. You know, we've already opened Pandora's box and found how amazing the digital realm can be to your fucking brain compared to me fucking eating shit. I can't do one fucking kickflip. I can't do a fucking 360 kickflip. I've been skating my whole fucking life. I can barely do one. But I go play Skate 3. Oh, dude.
Right.
Now I'm listening to fucking J5.
Right.
Please, speaking of digital realms, I can't say it enough. I don't know if you guys would be down for this game, but to the listeners, Kingdom Come Deliverance, play that shit right now. No one's made a game this good in a minute.
Kingdom Come.
Is it better than Elden Ring?
Bro, in my opinion, it's way better than Elden Ring.
Way
the
better?
Second one?
This is more my type of game, though. The they Kingdom Come Deliverance 2.
They look similar.
But there's no magic. There's no fucking... It's okay. Amazing storytelling. True wow. RPG style. Shit.
So it's RPG? It's like turn-based?
No, it's first-person, like, Skyrim style.
80 bucks around. for the gold edition? Come on. You need gold. You literally... You need gold. Come on.
Come on, man.
You don't need gold.
80 bucks for a fucking game?
Think about it, though, Nate, because I see you dropping 80 bucks on Detroit-style pizza every other night, and that's... And you don't bat an eye on that, at that.
Right, okay.
Well, how much is the Zen costing? How much is Zen costing you, Nate, for real, monetarily?
I want to talk to you guys after this. Like, I need just this month's Patreon just to me. Like, but we won't do it anymore. Just this month, I need
the
it.
The Zen loan sharks.
You could have it, but it better be all on nicotine. I want to see you fucking chipmunking 280 milligrams.
Trust me, dude.
What do you have one in right now?
What are you kidding me? Am I podcasting? Yeah, I can't fucking talk on in a recorded format for millions of people without fucking 9 milligrams in from Swedish, from Sweden.
I took one having dinner with some people recently, and I was like so tired and so bored, and I was like, I can't fucking talk right now. Literally go to the bathroom, put one in. All of a sudden, it was pathetic. It was like, I'm talking about aliens. Like, like so engaged. And then it like ramped up too fast, and I like got kind of dizzy and took it out.
Hell yeah.
I'm not built for any of the real hard drugs.
Right. It's good. It's good for you. There's nothing wrong with it.
Right.
We need soft core drugs. That's kind of what Zen is.
That's what Zen is.
Softcore drug.
My mom sent me a video and she said, does nicotine help? Or it says, she sent me a video of like some scientists like talking about the benefits of nicotine. And it was like, it helps. She said it helps with autism.
Now, what do we mean by that? Because I'm starting to get offended. I'm starting to get offended. Right. You're seeing it as something to cure? Is that what you're saying, dude?
I didn't say it.
Wow.
By the way, shout out Diane. I think she listens to every episode. So if you guys want to give Diane a shout out right now, she's watching on her desktop computer that she has an HDMI cord that she plugs into the TV in her living room, and she watches it on a very like plastic couch that is like, I'm sorry, Mom, but it's very uncomfortable. And
my question is for Diane is this. Are you doing a second screen? Is this a second screen style podcast that you're watching right now where you also have Candy Crush pulled up? Or are you watching your son on the podcast locked in watching him like this?
With a smile.
Right. And if that's the case, are the snacks out? What's your most favorite
snacks are most drink? Definite. Dude, my mom is the snacker. She be snacking, man.
What is she snacking on?
Oh, dude. Like... fucking it's a lot of like off-brand like Wheat Thins, like you pick up a box and you're like, I don't even know like this like brand ever existed, like a Sam's value. Club sort of thing. Nuts, a lot of nuts, mixed nuts, there's some kind of like jalapeno style cashews.
Damn.
This is exactly what that teenage boy podcast Yeah, what kind of snacks do you guys' moms eat?
This is all I want to hear Maron talking about with Carrie Coon or whatever. I don't want to hear about their acting come up. I want to hear about what kind of snacks they got, what kind of car they want to drive, hottest celebrities.
They're getting sponsored. Did you see that by Taco Bell?
Right, because they're it's not because they're fools. It's because they've hit they've hit the sweet spot. They're filling a need that the public has.
What's that? Mark Maron stopped going independent? Is that what you just told me?
Huh? What?
What did you guys just say?
I was saying I wish Mark Maron talked more with his guests, more like how we talk.
But then there was something about Taco Bell ad.
Well, that's the other podcast boys.
Oh, they are taking... Oh,
yeah, okay. Right. I see where the confusion was.
Yeah, okay.
Right. I'm glad to clear that up for you.
Thanks, everybody. Sorry.
I mean, are you guys playing games right now? Nate, I've been thinking this. Maybe I should ask you in real life, but what is your day looking like? Because sometimes I'll text you at 8 a.m., no response till about 11 a.m. I'm thinking, are you waking up?
Today, in that case, you texted me at like 7:50 or something like that.
Yeah, right.
And well, I have an excuse. Okay, so I was feeling sick, so I'm trying to sleep that off a little bit more.
Right.
But I will say this. Let me just pull this up for you real quick. I was talking to my sister, and she was like, "You need to. We're reading this. We're in like a little audio book club, I guess you could call it."
That's so sweet.
And we're both. Who knows? You know, this is like the bane of my existence, is I've been trying to be a morning person for all of my life and I can never get it together. And she was like, "You need to listen, or we need to listen to this."
Robin Sharma's The 5 a.m. Club.
Yeah, so wow. You're about to see my life change in a big fucking way. You're not even going to recognize me after I fucking wake up at 5 a.m. I'm already having a week's worth of what you fucking did before fucking sunrise, you fucking pathetic piece of shit, fucking bitch.
Jesus Christ. Is that her tone in the book?
No, that's kind of how I interpret it, though. I would like to be talked that way in an audiobook.
I just watched a video with an author. I forget who it was. A woman author. And she was saying she gets up every morning before the sun. Her writing schedule every morning is she has to write before the sun comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a part of the writing where she sees the sun come up. And the way that she was talking about it, I'm like, I need to fucking be going to bed at 7 o'clock.
We literally do. There, nothing good happens after 4 p.m.
I know. What am I going to watch, Traitors?
Right, exactly.
100% disagree. To quote the Subway Takes guy. Hell no. I don't know.
What do you want to do? What do you want to be doing?
Well, Jack? I like to intrude on the space and time that is usually occupied by the subconscious, aka dreams. And I like to wander around the earth while there is so much subconscious energy arising out of the ions of the humans all around me. And I like to see what creativity I can pull in while everybody else is, you know, out recharging. There's something magical to me about those hours, especially for creativity.
So you call yourself a night owl?
Depends. depends what I'm doing. If I'm on set, if I'm in, shooting, then it's both, really. Because set, I mean, sometimes you shoot in these 16-hour days, and it's just like, man, this is the hardest job in the world.
So you're getting OT though, and that's nothing to fucking.
Depends what country you're in, man. These days, a lot of these fucking productions are shooting in Mexico, Canada, Bulgaria. Hungary. I'm not gonna say what, but yeah, man, the exemptions are absurd, and that goes for everybody. Stop leveraging people's dreams in order to abuse their labor. That goes for the Second City. That goes for...
Oh, there's something that I need to tell you guys a story that I heard after this.
Yeah. Oh, okay. About.
I'll just say it has to do with embezzlement.
Fucking hell. All
right.
Nate, but on a normal day, what are you doing?
I am getting up... meditating. Okay,
that's so first you thing get I up. Do. Jane's already up, or Jane's asleep usually.
She might be at work at this point. You know, maybe she's if she's working later, she's up. Make some coffee. Got my instant coffee. You know, I'm doing it that style. Make some coffee. Then I'm probably going to the gym at that point. But like lazily, like I'll just kind of like take my time, like probably an hour and a half later, just getting on my phone and just getting online, doing nothing. Go to the gym, take a long time in the gym, like way long, like just take my time in between.
And so what, you don't like La Cañada, or are you just like going to the gym alone? Because I miss seeing you there.
Just for convenience, the Glendale is like a little closer.
I get it. My feelings aren't hurt.
And then after that, I'll try to get some writing done, you know. But if I'm really locking in and I have a fucking deadline or something like that, or I'm really into something, it's get up fucking 4 hours locked in at the in final draft. No distractions.
Are you writing every day?
I try to, yeah.
You're writing for 4 hours a day in final draft?
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm just saying when I got some deadline or something, I need to.
Can I spoil one page of your pilot for everybody?
Please, go for it.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
There is a page in Nate's pilot that is one long scream that is just like the letter A like 9 million times.
It's the longest scream ever written in any screenwriting for in any screenplay ever. I hold the record for it.
It's fucking funny.
Guarantee there's nobody who's ever hit a page length of this scream ever in a screenplay. It takes up a full page of screenplay real estate.
And is it in the first act, or is it in the cold
open? It's in the first two pages.
It's in the cold open.
Yeah.
You can't deny it. You just can't.
You really can't. I'm willing to take risks is what you're realizing, right?
Creative you are fucking the David Lynch of, you know, writing samples.
The most experimental writing samples that never get made.
Yeah, man, so we're just staffing we're bringing back Ren and Stimpy, and we just need to like see that you can like honestly just pitch on jokes.
I'll tell you what, I have some banging samples, I'll tell you that.
Damn, yes. Nate,
I have some banging samples. Damn. it's just a certified fact.
Fuck, I wish I felt that way about anything I've ever done in my life except for my relationships.
Right.
I have some banging friendships. I have a banging sister, you know, relationship with my sister.
I don't know. My brother is fucking banging. I mean, my relationship with him.
I'm banging my sister.
No. My sister, well, yeah. She has two kids.
I'm finding now that I'm not working. There's nothing even in the next couple months, I would say, where I'm like, wow, I have to really restructure. Figure out how to structure my time.
Yeah, how are you? What's your days like? What's the routine?
Well, sometimes I lock either. I've told you both this. I think that I spiral upwards or I spiral downwards. Okay.
Beautiful.
So, and one crazy ass night out can start to spiral downwards, where all of a sudden, because sometimes I fall into the treat yourself mindset from Parks and Rec of 2012.
Yeah,
remember
yeah.
She that of woman course. Was saying that treat yourself. Donna was saying treat yourself. That shit, I think, is actually a poisonous mentality. And what I need for a good day is pain.
Right.
Some style pain. Of discipline.
Right.
I need a cold plunge. I need a walk.
You need jiu-jitsu. That's what I'm hearing.
I definitely need something like that.
Let me show you a Kimura. Next time I'm in LA, let me show you Kimura.
What? And you're scoping out neighborhoods, correct?
Say what? Oh, please.
Oh, I have a video that I saved that I need to show you. I'm going to show it on the podcast so I can get your live reaction.
Okay. And then we should say what gave us joy just out of respect.
Here's this, bro.
The fuck is this?
Hold on. Okay, watch this. Can you read what that says?
Life if bro lived close by. That's cute. Life if bro lived close by. This is cute. Love life it. If bro lived close. Yeah, it all says that.
Wait, I can't hear you guys anymore. Hello?
How about now?
Oh, no.
Well.
Hello.
That's cool.
Oh, did you guys see that?
We did.
I can hear you guys.
Yeah, we did.
It said, "Life if bro lives close. If bro lives close by."
We literally saw, like, read that out loud.
Yeah, we read it a couple four times. Oh, all right.
And for those listening, it's basically, did you describe what it was?
No, we didn't do that.
It's basically different animals
chilling,
like a raccoon, and it looks like
Redwall style, kind of
Redwall style toads and otters.
Who's the Kincaid guy? Richard Kincaid.
Thomas Kincaid.
Thomas.
See, this could be us three. Look at this.
Life if bro lived close by. It says that again. I'll just say that.
Well, it says
if
somebody says slide, if, right? If it's making a point.
Bro lived close by one more fucking time, dude.
That was us at Oxford, all having fucking COVID.
Damn, wasn't that one of the best?
Oh, man.
I wish we could have gotten blackout drunk in that bar.
I do, too.
We have to go back. Let's do 1 week at Oxford.
We have to.
Oxford was, only.
We have to do a semester at either Cambridge or and study music there. One semester. Music theory.
Classical music theory?
Yeah.
Theorems? I would love the fuck out of that.
Theorem.
Well, if you guys ever get exiled, I'm coming with. Just put it that way.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, we'll see about that.
What gave you guys joy?
Well, great. Oh, I'll go first, dude, because my joy is so massive.
Wow.
A fucking brand new, which I'm on right now. You see how clear I am. You see how fucking crystal clear I am. You see how fucking the data stream is fucking flowing so perfectly into this fucking Zoom right now. Yes. A new MacBook Pro refurbished 64 gigabytes of unified memory storage, 2 terabytes of fucking storage data locked into the fucking shit. Mac OS, fucking Catalina. This thing is a fucking machine. All right.
It's awesome.
And I feel like a new person. Get a new computer. If you're down, if you're fucking so low that you can't feel like you're scraping up, you're trying to climb out from this fucking hole, get a fucking new MacBook Pro, and that'll fix everything. Trust me.
Nate, will you just announce really quickly what kind of computer you got real quick in like one word or like 3 words or whatever? You know what I'm saying?
In 3 words?
Yeah, like announce it, you know what I'm saying, one more time.
Okay, so I have a new MacBook Pro. It's refurbished and 64 gigabytes of unified RAM.
Where's the fucking...
Oh, there it is. 64 gigabytes of unified RAM. 2 terabytes of data. Yeah, we're on the Mac OS Catalina. Yep. Yeah, you know I got fucking the Adobe Suite fucking in this shit. I got fucking everything, man.
Sorry.
It's up, man.
That's amazing. And it's paying off.
What, Jack, what gave you joy, dude?
Well, it's got to be that this has been a unique week. But I'll just go ahead and say today I drove out to a car dealership. I rented a car to drive to a car dealership. And I got to ride around in a Ford Escape with my good friend Hakeem, who worked there. And we had
2021.
That was a 2022. 2022 used, of course, and it didn't quite have the features that I was looking for. And I tried to talk them down from 27,000 to 15,000 on the next upgraded model, but they wouldn't go with it. So, and it was St. Patrick's Day, they still wouldn't do it. But I
did you say 15?
I swear to God, I said, is there like a St. Patrick's Day discount? I can get down to 15. And they're like, you want us to take $10,000 off of it? Because they were like, ask, like, what are you looking to spend? Like, you know, let's just hear it. You never know. And I told them, I want $10,000 off of this or I probably got to go.
Your problem is you didn't have me next to you. We would have gotten that fucking 10 grand down.
Oh, dude. Oh, if they
I'm
realized...
never going to a car dealership with either of you.
I would love to see any salesman. If you, I would go up against fucking Andy Elliott in a sales He could not. I'm the final boss, dude. But salesperson, they have no fucking power, tactic, or manipulation on me. And in fact, it's quite the opposite. They're getting
well, that's not what I've experienced with you at the strip clubs. That's all I got to say. Does that count? Does that count as a sale? Come on. But I was shocked at how long the fucking the test drive. He was like, "You want to test drive it?" And I was like, "Yeah." We went so fucking far. Like, I feel like that was a 20-minute drive.
Are you thinking about not getting a Ford Escape? Then you're thinking about something else.
I have to admit, I'm probably not going to get a Ford Escape unless my parents have, I think, a 2019. I don't really.
That's the one at Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah. Well, it's in Virginia. Wait,
I just thought of a hack. If you want a free Uber and you live next to a dealership, close to one, walk to there, take the ride, go to wherever you need to go, and just be like, "Yo, can you just drive back?" Like, I'm
but the worst life hack.
They tell you where to go. You don't get to like choose what the route is. They like take you on a like.
Yeah, let's I bet go you see. Do. If you're like, "I'm gonna buy this," like you convince them. But I really need to go to.
Like, I need to go to this urgent care like right now.
I'm gonna speed a little bit. Don't freak out, bro.
Okay, my joy. Let's see. Well, Layla and I went on an amazing walk today. We went on a walk where if you go behind our house, there's this huge giant hill, and then you walk through this really curvy area, and then you go down. But it brings you into the main drag of Highland Park, and there's an amazing cafe. Mm. So we had an amazing lunch. Mm. And I didn't realize that was even an option to walk to.
Fucking
beautiful.
So, yeah, Jack, when you visit, we're going.
Have you almost lived in L.A. for a year now, Eric?
I know. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy to me.
Damn, yeah.
It's crazy.
All right.
Okay, guys. Well, good seeing you.
Good to see you.
And, I'm sure we'll do this again very soon.
All right.
I can see that.
Cool. Peace.
See you guys soon. I can see that.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.